Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie High. My guest this week is Dana Holloman. Dana Holloman is an amazing woman of God and a mother, and she is in ministry. And this week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Dana Holloman, thank you so much for joining us on Woman to Woman today. We want to talk about forgiveness, and forgiveness is a really big word that we hear it so much in the Christian world, don't we? Forgiveness, forgiveness. What does it mean to really forgive and let it go?
Well, thank you first for having me. That it's great to be here. Years ago, when I would think of forgiveness, I would think, then I'm letting someone who did me wrong off the hook. And really, forgiveness is about letting it go, even when they don't deserve to be forgiven. I think of how Christ forgives me and all the things that I did in my life. I don't deserve to be forgiven a lot of times, or I didn't. But God loved me so much that he forgave me, that forgets it and lets it go. Doesn't mean that I was right or wrong. That means he just forgave and let it go. And so I think of my own life and I think of forgiveness, and it's such a deep, deep meaning and deep word.
And deep wounds.
And deep wounds, yeah. I remember when I first moved to Ireland, I came with a four-year-old. I was a single parent. And I went through a process where I had to forgive my child's dad. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgave him. I mean, she was four when I moved over here after all, right? And then when I got here, though, and I had to tell the story, I noticed that every time I said his name, my whole neck and face and chest would just break out. And so I still had such a deep anger. And it was justified. It was a justified. I mean, he left me to raise this, our daughter on my own. And there was a lot of complications, a lot of things that happened that we won't go into right now. But I thought, though, when I moved over here, all was forgiven, because I said, oh, I forgive him.
Did you tell him?
No, I guess I didn't. No, at the time we left it very harsh. Mm-hmm. And at first it was, he signed over rights, and so, we were okay. But then some other things happened, and it became, I just had to personally forgive him. And I remember sitting down with a friend once, and she was like, you really have to go deep and forgive. And her advice to me was, write him a letter, even if we never send it to him, write it so you're getting all of that out. Yeah. And I remember when I sat down to write it, all of these emotions and all of these feelings, and then I got angry because I was like, he doesn't deserve my forgiveness.
Because it can all come back up again.
Yeah.
You might have thought you've forgiven, your parents or your father, your mother, your sibling, whatever, your spouse, partner, about you've forgiven them about something that happened. And then all of a sudden it comes back to haunt you 5 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later. Exactly. What is that all about?
Yeah.
Did we ever really forgive them in the first place?
Yeah, it's one of those things. And all of this stuff came up and I'm like, where is this coming from? What is this all about? But I was just, and I just kept on writing. The more I wrote, the angrier I got. I think it might have been about 7 or 8 pages. I think it's probably one of the longest letters I ever wrote.
You were just venting.
I was just, I did. I just began to vent. But I was just saying every feeling, everything that was inside. But I did. What happened was then I was able to just pray about it and say, God, I really want to forgive him.
So you handed it over and said, I choose to forgive. It's speaking it out.
I did.
And it's doing that. And if it keeps coming back up and raising its ugly head, you just keep handing
it
over.
And I just say, God, I have to give it back to you. This is deep. But I can tell you, there's, even over the years, I was fine. And then now my daughter's 18 and, some other things have happened and it's kind of creeped, back up a little bit. And I noticed though the way that I handle it is much different than what I handled it years ago. So sometimes forgiving is a process. Sometimes forgiving isn't easy, and sometimes that person doesn't forgive the forgiveness. But with you holding on to it, it's only hurting you.
Yeah.
They've moved on.
Yes.
They don't even realize. Yeah. He didn't even know how angry I was because I didn't say it to him. I was holding it all inside. And so it was just one of those things where you're letting it eat inside of you, where you're thinking, why am I sitting here? And that's what I did. I just sat down. Why am I hanging on to this?
Do you think it can affect you, not just spiritually, but can it affect you physically?
I think so.
Could it make you sick?
I think physically it can make you sick because you're constantly thinking about it mentally. You know, you're dwelling on it. And when you're angry, it gets your blood pressure up. I mean, think about when you're angry. And if you're constantly hanging on to this unforgiveness and this anger, think about what it's doing to your body. And when you continually are doing that, that's going to break your body down. I don't care how many vitamins you take, it's going to break your body down.
It can manifest, yes,
in definitely, all kinds of sickness. In all kinds of ways.
Affect the immune system and that. You know, when you hear people say, oh, I forgive, but I won't forget.
Yeah.
Have they really forgiven?
Possibly. I've forgiven what has happened. But, you know, it is there. Do I dwell on it like I used to? No. It's not like I think about it. It's not like, but it's there and I remember. You know, so I don't think that it necessarily means that they haven't forgiven, because, you know, you might not forget. And you're putting yourself on an unexpected, you know, it's not going to happen.
Because,
you know,
sometimes it's hard to forgive the unforgivable.
It really is. And sometimes, you know, they're not worthy of being forgiven, but for your own sanity, for your own sake and for your own happiness, and for your own health, it is better for you to just hand it over to God, to forgive and to let it go. Even if you didn't believe in God, for me, that was my saving grace. I believe in God, and I believe that God helped me through it. And I'm where I'm at today because of that. But maybe somebody doesn't believe in God, you know,
he still hears it. The cry of a mother's heart.
Exactly.
Father's heart.
And just thinking, if I can just let it go, then, oh my gosh, how much happier could I live? How much happier could I be for my daughter? How much happier could I be for my spouse? Or how much happier could I be for, you know?
Yeah. In a relationship, you know, we often hear a problem shared is a problem halved. You know, and when you're a single parent, it's very difficult. And you're a single parent, it can be very difficult because you feel so alone. But yes, people in marriage relationships, they also feel very alone. People cohabiting, they feel very lonely sometimes, and that they're on their own rearing the children, especially if, as we spoke about before, bringing other children into the mix. It's blended families and so difficult, you know, to deal with that. But how do we just, you know, how do you deal with that, you know, when you're on your own in that relationship, whether you're married or single? Is it easier having God in the relationship, having the Lord to hand it over to him?
And
in a sense, knowing that you can, your problem shared with him is your problem halved.
For me, I would say absolutely. I've lived with God and without God. I've lived a life where God wasn't involved and I didn't give it over to him. And that was very difficult because then that means I'm carrying it all. You know, I'm having to carry it on my shoulders, and your shoulders can only get, you know, they're only so broad. But when I found Christ, it was a world of difference, because then I was able to say, God, just as you forgave me, just as all the mistakes that I've made, all the things that I've done wrong, all the things that were unforgivable, if you could forgive me, then I can forgive them. I can forgive him, or I can forgive that, you know, whoever it is that hurts you, whatever the situation is. And to me, it was so, I was able to get it in my mind, I need to forgive. And not only, you know, because of my relationship with God, but for my own sanity, for my child's sanity, I need to be able to lay this down and say, yeah, you don't deserve to be forgiven. You did a lot of wrong things. However, I'm going to choose to forgive you that I might have a better life and that I can live a life free and a life full of God and be able to do so many better things. And because I was able to forgive, I'm able now to be able to help somebody else that maybe is struggling to be able to forgive. Because I've been there. I have that empathy. And we all have to forgive something. But, you know, there's a bit of empathy where I've said, I know I had to forgive somebody that did something really bad to me. And it wasn't easy. It took years. It took a process. It wasn't just overnight. And even now, I mean, like when it comes back up, you know, there's been a situation that came back up and I had to face, you know, the person again. And we were in a heated conversation and I had to say, you know what, while I'm on the phone with you, I'm going to let you know, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And they didn't deserve it, but I had to for my own sanity, because I know it makes me feel so much better. Mm. You know, yeah.
Do you think if you didn't have God in your life, that things would have been so much different?
Yes, I do. Because even with God, it was a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. So without God, I could see myself struggling. I probably would have become bitter and angry. Mm-hmm. And it would have affected my daughter. And I can't imagine her being any different mm-hmm. than she is now, because she's so happy and free mm-hmm. and understands to forgive quick, mm-hmm. you know, communicate and forgive quick and let it go. And don't think about it. Don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've raised her. And I can't imagine us dwelling and being bitter and becoming angry. And I've seen a lot of people that they don't want to let go. They don't want to forgive. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. They've become bitter and everything around them is negative and not worth, you know, mm-hmm. It's sad, actually. It's hurtful to watch them.
And so your Christian faith has made it easier to be able to forgive.
Absolutely.
Especially the unforgivable.
Absolutely. Yes.
Dana Holloman, thank you so much for talking to us about forgiveness.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.